is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's somebody out there shooting police officers.
Two Iowa police officers shot and killed overnight, apparently shot ambush style as they sat in their respective patrol cars.
It doesn't look like there was any interaction between these officers and whoever the coward is that shot them while they sat in their cars.
Des Moines Sergeant Paul Parizic saying the first officer was shot as he sat alone in his patrol car. The second cop was responding to the first shooting and was also found shot to death in his car a short time later. Parizic saying as they search for the suspect, there's a clear and present danger to all police in that region, and the public is also at risk.
When we came out hitting the baseball, we looked more normal.
That's Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon after his team beat the Indians in Game 6 last night, tying up the series with a decisive 9-3 victory at Progressive Field in Cleveland, where they'll play the finale tonight. This is USA Radio News.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a bold voice and viewpoint, fearless commentary, insight, and analysis. The Point is your conservative compass, true to the principles and virtues of honest-to-goodness American values. We will honor your time and respect your intelligence. Together, we'll make a difference. And that's The Point at westernjournalism.com.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton lashes out at a Donald Trump supporter who turns up at one of her rallies in Florida yesterday and yells that her husband is a rapist.
I am sick and tired of the negative, dark, divisive, dangerous vision and behavior of people who support Donald Trump.
With more from the campaign trail, here's correspondent Terry Moore.
At a rally in Pennsylvania, Republican Donald Trump went after Obamacare.
If we don't repeal and replace Obamacare, we will destroy American health care forever.
Trump said Republicans are ready to move quickly to get rid of Obamacare. Campaigning in Florida, Democrat Hillary Clinton again argued that Trump cannot be trusted with America's nuclear weapons.
Because he does not have the temperament to be our commander in chief and handle those responsibilities.
I'm Terry Moore.
And this is USA Radio News.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Vermont Senator and former presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders slamming pharmaceutical companies for the high prices they charge for insulin.
So you have an insane situation in which people are dying because they can't afford the medicine they need or getting much sicker than they should just so these companies can make outrageous profits.
In a series of tweets that includes a 2.5-minute produced video, the Vermont senator targets Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk. He also calls for making it easier to import lower-priced drugs from other countries. The tweet sent shares of Eli Lilly lower yesterday. A report says people whose Facebook usage leads to offline interactions tend to live longer than Facebook lurkers do. Randy Fuller has more.
Researchers at UC San Diego reported that Facebook users with average to large social networks live longer than those with a small group of friends. That's assuming that the online interactions are complemented by real-life activity. They also say that in a given year, an average Facebook user is 12% less likely to die than someone who doesn't use the site at all. Randy Fuller, San Diego.
And the nation's airlines prepping for more Thanksgiving travelers than last year, they say. They expect to fly over 27 million people between November 18th and 29th, an average of more than 2.25 million travelers every day. The days right before and after the long weekend are expected to be the busiest. An airline industry trade group says Thanksgiving Day will be the lightest travel day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And good morning and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi and we've been doing the show now for about 2 years. Our topic today is going to be natural elements decorating. We're talking about how to use wood products and natural elements and branches and greenery to do your decorating. In fact, it's actually become very, very popular, and we're going to tell you how to achieve that look today in your own home. But let's take a look this morning at the weather. And I want to do a special shout out today to Jack Marino, if you're listening. Good morning, Jack. It is currently fair skies at 57 degrees. Today it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 54. On Thursday, there's a 40 to 80% chance of showers and patchy fog with a high of 75. So kind of warm the next 2 days. Thursday night, showers 60% most likely, and then cloudy with a low of 44. On Friday, it'll be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 56. On Friday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 32. On Saturday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 57. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 39. And again, on Sunday, a triple hit there. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 57. Well, good morning. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I do meet you every Wednesday at the same time. Often we have guests. Today we don't. But a topic came up this week when I was doing some work for somebody about something that I see trending. And I'm going to put this on my social media and also on my blog site. And that's called decorating with natural elements. Or natural decorating, people call it. I've seen it. I Googled it online from different ways that people call it. But I see a continuing trend where people are actually using natural elements, things like bark, things like raffia, things that are very natural, parchment, things that are very natural, lots of shells, even though they were in the fall season now, things of nature in their decorating, twigs, curly willow, all that stuff. And it's a great look. It works nicely, actually, with things that being pared down with lots of grays and whites. Adding some warmth using natural elements is a terrific way to go. So I came up with a list of about 25 things that you can do inexpensively in your home or office or restaurant to kind of get that new look, the new decorating with natural elements. All right, we're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after these commercial messages.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt
before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 19 years, seeing trends come and go. And one of the things that I am seeing quite strong for fall, and I think it's going to carry into the winter and the spring, is what I call decorating with natural elements or natural decorating. I think it's starting to become a phenomenon. I noticed when the fall came out this year, when a lot of the new fabrics came in for fall and a lot of the wallpaper samples, they all seemed to have a lot to do with natural elements. Lots of different sort of tree barks, things that look like wood, things that look like fabrics that, you know, that were sort of natural, like burlap and linen, and lots of texture that stressed natural elements. So I do like the look. I think it's nice. I think it's good because it can transition from very traditional to very contemporary and transitional in between. And there's a common medium for everybody. And you don't have to go overboard with it. You can take what you have in your existing home and add pieces. And today I'm going to show you how to do that. I want to have a couple of things up first. One is I'm very pleased to announce that I've opened my second store this week in Chatham, New Jersey, northern New Jersey, near the Short Hills Mall. The address is 82 Main Street in Chatham, second floor. The building is called Melly Mellow Home, M-E-L-I-M-E-L-O Home, and that means a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And accessories on the first floor, and then Mavenhill Designs is upstairs on the second floor. So come see me, or if you're in the Short Hills, more on that general area. Unbelievable gifts, unbelievable accessories, great prices, a nice day out, and Chatham is a wonderful town. Of course, I always have my signature store right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. I'm next to Ideal Tile with a 2,500 square foot showroom. We used to be Lennox before Lennox moved, so you know where the space is, in between where California Grill used to be on the end, I'm sorry, and Ideal Tile are right in the middle of that strip mall right before the circle, which I think is going to be finished pretty soon. Easy to get in, easy to get out, lots of parking, a lot of stuff on sale. And actually, coincidentally, I did bring in this week, which I'm bringing to the store after I leave studio this morning, a lot of new candles, maybe for your sideboard for your Thanksgiving holiday. We are going to do an upcoming show just on the Thanksgiving table and getting that ready with different design elements. But I have in studio with me, and once we go to a video, which we're going to be doing, I think, in December, you'll be able to, I can show you some of these elements. I have some wonderful different types of candles, both battery-operated and regular candles. And the skins or the facades of the candles on the outside are different types of barks. These happen to be sort of a, they look sort of like oak, like an oak tree on the outside, like an oak bark. Very pretty. And then they have citrus green candle in between. Great smell and very reasonable. The small candles are about $8.99. The large candles are $12. And they are just beautiful and they last a long time and they burn well. So just a side note. All right. So our topic today happens to be decorating using natural elements. And number one on my list, which is kind of it's going to be kind of weird, is actually using wood on the walls. Now, there's a lot of different ways of adding wood as elements to walls. But I'll tell you something. I went to get a haircut the other day, and I went to a sort of a chic salon. And I was sitting in the waiting room, if you will, to get my haircut. And they had done something very, very simple. And it had so much visual impact, I wanted to incorporate it in today's show. They took slices of a log, which sounds awfully strange, and if you live in Hunterdon County, there's a lot of trees around and a lot of trees down. They took thin slices of a log with all its wonderful presence and different graining in it, and they did slices, and they sort of came out in round circles. And as a focal point, instead of having art on the wall, they had a collection of these sort of discs, if you will, which was an actual log, a natural log. That looked, it sounds terrible, that looked incredible. It was a very beautiful look because you really appreciate, sometimes when you simplify things, you really accept the element. You know, maybe you don't need pictures and fake flowers in an entryway. Maybe you need something simple. They just had one simple fresh orchid that was there in white. The walls were a pale gray. And then you had these sort of slices, if you will, above the seating, which was a banquette. Above the banquette, they had these sort of slices of a log that were probably about, I don't know, about 3 inches thick and of different sizes, but it probably was that same log. And it was just visually beautiful. So wood on the walls is something that people are doing. It's a little bit more in the contemporary or lodgy look, but something that anybody can do. But putting wood on the walls in general is becoming very popular. I have a company that I deal with called Johnson Hardwoods. They've been a guest of the show. They're due to come back again in the next couple of weeks. I kind of took some of their boards, so I know that I have to get them in studio to return them, and that's our trade-off. So they should be in a couple of weeks, and as a guest. But I'm seeing people using wood. This company, Johnson Hardwood, makes hardwood floors, but they also now make decorative wood for walls. They do all different types of wood, but they have a new line that's just coming out that I'm very excited about, where the wood looks like hewn wood or weathered wood. And that's wonderful to do on an accent wall. Maybe you have a living room that has a very tall ceiling and you don't have a fireplace on that wall. If you add the element of wood, linear look of wood on that one wall, weathered wood, and then the other three walls are painted, that's a terrific focal point. So wood on the walls is a terrific thing. Another thing that I had noticed that people had done for artwork is just simple branches. People will go out and collect wonderful branches and then put them up on the wall. Now, a nice or maybe a decorative thing to do is, and I did see this in a powder room, in a magazine in a powder room, where they had the room wallpaper, and it was very simple white wallpaper. But above the commode, they took some natural branches and they leafed them. They did a gold leaf, and that went up as the artwork. Very simple. It was a natural element. Very pretty. Not expensive, just being creative. So number one on our list of 25 of natural elements decorating is wood on the walls. Very easy to achieve. It's something you can do at home. You don't have to go out and buy them. Something that would be great. Number two on my list was add shells and coral in a room and then incorporate a pop of color. Now, this is something great. If you have niches, if you have an older home where you have niches or areas of collection and you don't have formal china, and this happens to me a lot with people that have older homes and they have little spots where it's set up for a collection and they don't collect anything, or their formal china is off-white, so it doesn't really bring anything to table. You can take those areas, those hutches and so on, and incorporate elements such as beautiful shells that are large and pieces of coral, and you can put them in that space. But the key to that is a lot of natural elements are neutral colors. You would want to back that up with a nice maybe citrus green or a nice navy blue or a pop of a bright color, maybe some like a pumpkin orange, and then have the natural element in front of it. So the collection of big pieces, maybe big shells, maybe a conch shells and bigger pieces or big pieces of coral on a, maybe you have a shelf or a display in, you know, different succession, but on the backs of those shelves, you want to paint them out in a pop color. A, you know, citrus color green comes to mind, a warm chocolate brown, something that is going to make those pieces pop. That's something that I'm seeing a lot of. Number three is going to surprise you, and that is use antlers, animal antlers, fake for the PETA people. Animal antlers are very popular now as sconces, as sort of a design element. And to tell you the truth, I really like them. I looked at a room the other day, and, you know, it may have been even at Pottery Barn, and they had a room and it was painted sort of a dark charcoal color, but then the fabrics were kind of like some tartan plaids and a little bit of brown distressed leather. And they had a pair of white antler ears on the antlers, actually, I should say, not ears, but antlers on the wall. And it really looks nice. It was sort of mounted on sort of a shield. It was a terrific look. And I've seen them done a lot with different antlers on the wall as sort of a rustic thing, maybe for like a library room. It's a nice look. It's a very contemporary look. It's also a woodsy lodge look. So using antlers was number three on my list. All right, we're going to go to, we have 25, so we have a lot to go through. So I'm going to take our next set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I have a nice showroom located locally right here in Flemington, New Jersey, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington. I'm in with Rugs to Riches, John McClain. Many of you know him. He's been in the Flemington area for 30 years. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza. A lot of wonderful things and accessories on sale. I also wanted to let you know I've started a new design series, and I will post this on my social media and my webpage where I'm doing appearances. Last week, I did a talk called Women's Night Out up in Chatham. We had about 20 ladies with us, and it's open to ladies and gentlemen. And we talked about the new neutrals. So my topic, when I go out, I have certain design series I'm doing right now, the new neutrals, how to incorporate grays and beiges, and grayages, if you will, the combination of two in your home to modernize by using texture and new neutrals. So I will post on my website where I'm speaking next. I have a couple more engagements before the Thanksgiving holiday. You can come speak. A lot of time my seminars are free. They're often a party as they were last week, and they're a lot of fun. For more information on live design seminars, you can contact us at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, our topic today happens to be natural elements and decorating using natural element, and I took the top 25, which came out pretty quickly. I sort of went thing after thing. Number four on our list is use pillows with a natural motif on your existing upholstery. And, you know, it's always great. Pillows are wonderful. They're kind of like the jewelry of furniture. So if you add a couple of pillows that have, I think in my showroom I have pillows now that have butterflies on them, which is always a popular theme, and it's not necessarily seasonal to do a butterfly. That's a wonderful thing. So if you have a neutral cotton duck sofa or a navy sofa that, and you want to have a pop, maybe you want to put a wonderful pillow that has some sort of a natural element, whether it be birds or butterflies or some sort of natural element. And you can change those pillows that often, which is always a good thing to do, both for a hygienic purpose and also to change the look of the decor. I just sold pillows yesterday that had sort of an autumnal look to them, with the oranges, and they had sort of some, you know, some leaf, oak leaf forms on them. And they were terrific, and they will look great now, but then, you know, January will come and she'll do something else. So pillows are always a great way to incorporate that, and if you do something with a natural motif, that's wonderful. Number five needs a little explanation. That's called trifaux. And if you don't know what faux is, it's sort of faking faux wood or making a something look like it's something else. I do faux bois a lot when somebody has hollow core doors, if their house is built in the 1960s or 70s, instead of putting six panel doors or real wood doors in, they have hollow core doors. So to give them texture, sometimes my decorative artist who is resides here in Hunterdon County will give them the illusion through paint that those are grained, beautiful wood doors. And that's what faux bois is. But it doesn't limit itself just to doing it on a door or on a wall and making it look like wood. It could be in a lot of motifs. A lot of the fabrics that I see this season have a sort of a fake wood look to them. And they're really pretty. So that could be one way to incorporate that. wallpaper. A lot of the wallpapers, or a good amount of the wallpapers, have the look of wood on them, as so you put wood on the walls. And, you know, birch is something that's incredibly popular right now. Sort of that birch skin look. I see it in a lot of wallpaper books. And putting that up either as an accent wall or in a small space, or maybe within the, if you have sort of a tray ceiling or an area where it could be something that could be highlighted, but not too much of it. That's something else where you can have that motif of faux bois or fake wood, and it looks really wonderful. Number six is use neutral tones with greens. And the candles I have in studio, I wish we had this on. I took a picture of it, and it'll be on the website tomorrow. But the candles that I'm selling in the store, there are a lot of different series. Some of them look like, as I said, oak wood, and some of them look like birch skin, that sort of light white and gray birch skin. But these candles happen to be like a peridot green color. Green is a natural element color, like new growth, and green pairs very nicely with these natural elements. So I looked at a bathroom yesterday in Stockton, I should say a powder room in Stockton, and the woman had a lot of green as her accessories, her towels and so on. But her wallpaper was like, it was sort of like a limey green, and it had been up for a long time. It was ready to come down and do something else. So we're going to do sort of a grass paper and combine it with like a citrus green now. And that's a wonderful combination. In fact, she loved that because it represents natural elements. So anything that are neutrals, like bark, like sponges, like anything that's natural, looks nice with greens because they do go together already in nature. Number seven on our list is fill a hutch with coral shells or any natural element, and then add something live like ferns or plants. Well, we kind of covered that a little bit before, but this is more in length. Combining when you have a natural element sometimes can be a little bit bland because most natural elements are tan or neutral. So if you combine them with something that's live, that's wonderful. Sometimes you'll see this in decorating today. People use succulents. They become very popular. These sort of cactus-like succulents are beautiful, and there's a lot of different of them. Some of them look like roses. Some of them are called chicks and hens. There's lots of different ones, but they become increasingly more popular, both in faux, because they look fake to begin with, so you can really get away with them, or live succulents, as long as they have light near them, in conjunction with natural elements, are a great way to display things. So something very nice there. Rutgers Landscape, who's been a guest on the show, I think two or three times already since we've started, did something. And if you want to look for a design a resource or a place to get some ideas, go to Rutgers Landscape off 202 in Ringo's, New Jersey. They have fantastic ideas. In fact, they also have, it's a great place to go for lunch. They have a cafe there. It's an inspiring place. It's almost so pretty you'd want to have an event there. But what they did, which was kind of nice, and it was a project that I wanted to try and haven't done yet, they took a very simple pallet, like you would have something delivered and there would be a pallet underneath to keep it off the ground. They took pallets and they put the pallets on their side. They put them on the backside of a house. They secured the pallets to a wall, so you had that nice rustic weathered wood element, which were almost grayed naturally from being exposed to the elements. And then they just put little inexpensive pieces of thin plywood so that each one now represented a shelf, if you will, because if you think about moving a pallet on its side, what does it look like? It looks like stacked shelves. So once they had the flat part of the shelves, they filled them with plants, live plants. They put nice pots that were a terracotta, natural-looking pot, and then they did all different, one of them was all different succulents. What a wonderful look, especially for the summer. And you look back and you look at it, and it was very clean. It was very modern. You had the natural element, which was the wood that was weathered, and then you had the plant element that could be done with anything, that could be done with orchids, that could be done with anything of the season that's natural. Succulents in particular look nice. You could do that with ferns. Ferns are a beautiful fall element that you could probably, well, it's getting a little too cold now, but you could probably do something like that inside. Maybe if you have a rustic room, do that, get a pallet, get natural wood, and then incorporate either faux or real greens if you have enough light in your space. That's certainly a look that would lend itself to natural decorating. Let's see. Number 8 on my list is coastal decorating, and we dedicated about a month ago. I had Jane DeHaven here, and we spent the entire hour talking about coastal decorating using natural elements, blues and browns, again, shells, very popular, beautiful shells, natural elements, raffia, cotton duck, blues and whites, very much a part of natural element decorating. Number 9 on our list was displaying things in bowls, natural elements in bowls, either by themselves or in succession. So if you were to go to a garden center and buy beautiful river rocks, you could display them in a, let's say, a footed vessel vase or a temple jar that was clear. That's another way of decorating that could be very elegant. Maybe you have a mantle. I'm working with a lady right now in West Orange, and she has a fireplace actually in her foyer. She's a little bit more modern, although the house is older. And we have this beautiful high mantle, and she was looking to do something natural. So we bought a couple of like apothecary jars, clear with lids on them and feet, and we're filling them with natural elements. And on one side, we used river rocks, beautiful river rocks, different colors and so on, and displayed them. That's something that you can do. You could take those apothecary jars and fill them with gorgeous different shells. You could use sand. Beautiful sand comes in a lot of different color, folks. You could use sand and fill those up with different colors of sand. I've even done them. I did event decorating, and I did a house a number of years ago for her Christmas party. Her colors were browns. So I did her house in browns and coppers and silver as far as her Christmas decorating. And on her sideboard, where she was serving, I took beautiful glass cylinders, and I filled them, the bottom, believe it or not, with coffee beans. And then we put vanilla votive candles on the outside. It was amazing. Again, natural elements, thinking outside the box. You could do that same thing. Fillers for candles. You know, if you look around these days, go to Pottery Barn, go to Home Goods, go to the different decorating places, even look online at Wayfair.com. You'll see that a lot of hurricanes are in right now, but they're very simple. They're a cylinder shape and they're oversized. So you put your candle in the center and then you have a lot of room around that. So I like to use fillers, seasonal fillers, and you could certainly use anything. One of the things I like to use a lot are split peas. They're very inexpensive. Go out and get a two sort of containers of split peas at the supermarket, cost you nothing. You have a nice vanilla candle or maybe a gray candle with a big cylinder, and then put split peas around them, and you have that citrus green and the gray, or the citrus green and the white. It's an amazing look. Those are ways of incorporating a little bit of natural elements in your decorating. All right, so we are a little bit past the hour. I'm going to take you to news, and we'll be back shortly, and I'm going to open up our phone lines in the second half of the hour if anybody wants to call in with what they've done with seasonal decorating, or I should say natural decorating. We'll be back after a quick news break with more from Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the Des Moines, Iowa area,
there is a clear and present danger to police officers right now.
That's a Des Moines police spokesman as they look for Scott Green, the suspect in the killing of two police officers overnight. Here's correspondent Doug Parrish.
Police say the first officer killed was sitting alone in his patrol car. A second officer responding to the shooting was also fatally shot,
leading police to call them ambush-style attacks. The suspect, Green, described as a 46-year-old white man, about 5'11", 180 pounds, with brown hair. They believe he's traveling in a blue 2011 Ford F-150 pickup with Iowa tags 780YFR. A new poll says a majority of likely voters believe Donald Trump is more honest than Hillary Clinton. The Washington Post ABC News tracking poll showing Trump leading Clinton 46% to 38% on the issue of honesty. It finds the candidates are dead even overall. This is USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
As 2016 winds down, LegalZoom asks, did you accomplish everything you set out to do this year? There's still time. Say you'd like to finally start that dream business, but don't know whether to incorporate or form an LLC. Maybe you're ready to plan for your family's future, but aren't sure whether a last will or a living trust is right for you. That's where LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys available in 48 states can help, without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. LegalZoom.com. Legal help is here.
This is a major source.
Petroleum analyst Greg Lukoski of GasBuddy.com, who says motorists can expect to pay more at the pump after a deadly pipeline blast in Alabama on Monday. That pipeline supplying a third of the gasoline consumed on the East Coast.
Gulf Coast wholesale gasoline is up 13 cents a gallon.
But good news in recent hours is the owners of the pipeline say they may have it fixed by Saturday. Legislation allowing terminally ill people to legally take their own lives has the initial approval of Washington, D.C.'s City Council. A final vote to be held on November 15th on the measure that would allow doctors to prescribe lethal drugs to the dying. Yesterday's vote was 11-2 in favor.
I would venture to say it's all hands on deck.
Cleveland Indians skipper Terry Francona saying all of his pitchers will be available tonight as the Cubs beat the Indians 9-3 in Game 6 of the World Series last night to force a seventh and decisive game tonight in Cleveland. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A multinational scam group targeting the elderly being dismantled. Here's more from San Diego from correspondent Randy Fuller.
District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis said Monday the criminal organization has squeezed hundreds of millions of dollars from seniors around the world. Federal indictments announced last week involved 20 defendants arrested in the United States and 32 others from five call centers in India. Investigators say they followed the money as it was laundered through dozens of co-conspirators across the U.S. and eventually to foreign countries. Randy Fuller, San Diego.
In the Big Apple, Macy's is already gearing up for its 90th annual Thanksgiving Day parade.
Macy's has announced the star-studded talent for this year's event on November 24th, along with the marching bands and the parade's signature giant character balloons. You'll be able to see singers Tony Bennett, De La Soul, Sarah McLachlan, and the cast and Muppets of Sesame Street. Also on floats will be Olympic gold medalist Lori Hernandez, Sandra Lee, and NHL legend Adam Graves. The parade kicks off Thanksgiving Day at 9 a.m. Eastern. Lisa G., New York.
It's a pity that one has to be defined with the label from having a nervous breakdown in the back of a police car on a bunch of double tequilas. But
that's actor Mel Gibson on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert saying he's changed a lot in 10 years since his arrest for drunk driving when he made anti-Semitic remarks.
That moment shouldn't define the rest of my life.
Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. My name is Richard Scuderi, and today's topic happens to be natural elements and using natural elements to decorate. And I came up with, late last night, the top 25 things that you can do with your existing decorating to make it a little bit more modern and incorporate some natural elements in your home. So I'm only on 10, so we got to speed up a little bit because we're about 10:37 in the Eastern Standard Time. And number 10 on my list was, and we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, was use branches as artwork. You know, branches are nature's beauty. They really are wonderful. Do you ever see branches in maybe February when they get covered with ice and you have that, they're illuminated a little bit through the sun? They're actually quite beautiful, and there's a lot you can do with branches, and they don't really decay. They sort of stay. So number 10 on my list was use branches as artwork, either in their natural element as they are, or in silver leaf them. You can do that with paint very easily, or copper, or maybe black, or you can do a lot with them. If you take winy branches and do them red, they sort of have a corally kind of look. I've done that before against sort of like a pale, a teal blue green, and that was kind of a neat combination. But branches on the wall are very popular. I have now one of my neighbors had a birch tree, and I asked them when they cut it down to save me some of the branches of the birch tree. Birch branches are very popular right now. If you go into a lot of the decorating places, you will see white birch branches. People are putting them in pots. In fact, I am setting up right now my Chatham location and starting to decorate it a little bit. And I have some wonderful big white birch branches that have that wonderful, beautiful bark on the outside, and putting them in a tall cylinder pot, and just having the look of branches. Very popular, and doesn't cost you anything. At least it didn't cost me anything. Number 11 on the list is clear cylinder vases, and then displaying natural elements. So in this case, we're talking about displaying things of nature, and particularly greens. And I did some research on some of the things that you can use that are a little bit unusual with your vases, your clear vases. And one of them is hosta leaves. I don't know if any of you, it's a little bit late in the season for that now because we've already had a frost. But if any of you are lucky enough to have hostas, which is kind of hard in Hunterdon County because the deer love them. They're kind of like deer candy. I didn't used to like hosta. When I first saw them, I thought, well, it kind of looks like an asparagus. But, you know, I started to really appreciate when I saw really good gardening where someone made a hosta garden. The foliage, it's all about, I think the flower is nice, but it's really all about the foliage, the beautiful leaves and the variety of leaves on hostas. So when I Googled some images and I went on, I saw that they displayed in one of the displays for natural elements, they had glass vases that were clear, and they just put one big hosta leaf in each glass. A very simple look, costs almost nothing to do, or maybe nothing if you have them. A great look to do that. Fern fronds. Now, this I will tell you, I do a lot. I have a lot of the person who owned the house before me was really a good gardener and came up with a lot of things that I learned about through what she had left me. And one of the things was she planted a lot of different ferns in shady spots in the house. And I've really come to love ferns. So any type of fern fronds, if you will, display them in clear glass. That's very much a natural elements look. Again, it costs nothing and it's wonderful. To do. Another thing that you want to make try is, and you probably see this in Home Goods or any of the decorating stores, Michaels, is cloches. And what cloches are is it looks like a dish sometimes, or sometimes it's not. It's a cover, if you will, a glass cover with a handle on it. And then you put decorative items underneath. So if you were to do maybe a very tiny plant or a small orchid, maybe a beautiful green or white orchid, small, and then you would cover it in a cloche, that's sort of a micro environment for something to grow, a plant, perhaps succulents, perhaps a small fern or something. So cloches are another way to use glass, and then it will help display the green that you have. Number 12 on the list, and this will be also on my website, so if you're writing things down, I won't try to go so fast. Number 12 is try using curly willow instead of flowers. Are you familiar with curly willow? Curly willow is beautiful. You'll see it a lot in if you go into a floral shop. There's a place near my Chatham location I like called the Emerald Garden. It's in Millburn, New Jersey. And yesterday he did his planters in the front, and he filled it as big and as full as the eye could see in curly willow. And that's a naturally occurring branch that almost has a spiral shape to it. Often they're natural colors or they're green, but they're very, very striking, and you can dry them or you can put them in arrangements. Sometimes if you have a really good florist, they'll put them in the arrangement of live flowers. And curly willow is just, you know, very, very pretty. So something else that you can try that's a natural element. 13 on my list is add hewn wood beams on your ceiling. Do you ever see a space that you go into, maybe it was done in the 60s or the 70s, and you have sort of unadorned ceilings? Maybe you have a space that you want to make look more rustic. Go out and get yourself some reclaimed wood. In the inspiration that I saw in a room that I was looking at online yesterday, they had taken a regular ceiling. It was in a kitchen. And it was in an old house, but there were no beams in the kitchen. So they got some rough, old, reclaimed wood, and they made the small kitchen look like it had a coffered ceiling by getting beams and then crossing those beams with reclaimed wood. So it's not for everyone. That worked in that project for that particular house. But it was old enough to be old, but not so old that it would have been like a farmhouse and that would have gone to it. But in this case, adding some natural wood, some old reclaimed weathered wood on the ceiling and sealing it, of course, so it didn't break down further, really gave some visual interest to the display. All right, we have one more set of commercial messages. We'll go real quick with that, and I'll finish up our list of the top 25 things you can do to add the new natural decorating to your home.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is all about design, and today's topic happens to be the new natural decorating, or decorating with natural elements. I'm going to go through the rest of our list, but I want to open our phone lines, as I said I would do earlier in the hour. Maybe you've done something like that. Maybe you're bored, or maybe you want some new design inspiration. Decorating with natural elements is certainly a wonderful way to do it, and we live in a part of the state, although this show goes out across the country, but we live in part of the state where we have a lot of natural elements as our fingertips. I had an appointment yesterday in Stockton, and I was noticing all the beautiful dried corn stalks, almost thinking maybe I should grab one for my the end of my driveway where my mailbox is, but didn't steal one. I'll go buy one from a farm and contribute that way. But we have a lot of elements already at our fingertips being in Hunterdon County and having the rural environment. Take advantage of them. Add something seasonally using what you already have outside. It's kind of a fun thing to do. All right, so next on our list was keep your kitchens and bathrooms white. We're doing lots of, as I said in previous shows, we're doing a lot of white kitchens, white cabinets, painting cabinets white, or putting in new white shaker cabinets. Same thing with bathrooms. We're keeping them. We're going back to sort of a 1920s clean line white bathroom, subway tiles in the shower, maybe white hex tile on the floor, and very clean white bathrooms, but then add natural elements. And some of the points I have here for your kitchens and bathrooms is display, like for a bathroom, display sponges, really natural sea sponges that you're never going to use, but put them in a glass jar, a footed glass jar, in an area that they can be displayed. Maybe you have a wonderful tub and you have sort of a tub deck. Put three different sized jars, footed jars, and put different types of natural sea sponges in them. That's a wonderful thing to do. in one of the inspiration rooms, and I cannot wait until we go to video and then I can show you these elements instead of tell you about them. They had a little off the soaking tub. They had a little coffee table that was a tree trunk, a piece of wood that she could put, or I would say she, because I know most of the men, like myself, don't take baths, they take showers. But it was a little table right next to it. So if you wanted to have a cup of tea or a glass of wine, probably a glass of wine, when you were in the tub, you had that as sort of a little side table. But that's it. Incorporate with these white, more stark white kitchens and bathrooms, incorporate some sort of a natural or wood element. Number 15 on our list was display succulents and interesting greens, and we touched upon that earlier. Ferns are a wonderful one to put out at any time of year. You could do, after you put your Christmas decorations in January, you could do all sort of white votive candles and then ferns. They're really timeless. You could do them at any time of year as long as you can get them. And that's a wonderful thing to do. Grasses, if you have dwarf grasses, even the faux grasses are nice looking. You could display grasses in your house. Succulents, you have to have a lot of light, though, in your window to handle succulents. But, you know, even some of the ones that are faux are just, you just really can't tell the difference because they have sort of a rubbery texture to them. Number 16 on our list is make a terrarium. That is, get an environment, a micro-environment under glass, or maybe use a cloche, and have greenery in there. And that's sort of a nice way to create sort of a natural element to your existing house. Number 17 is, and I do this a lot, is change a armed chandelier to a drum fixture with a natural shade. And that's wonderful. And you're seeing that a lot. You're seeing people take their Williamsburg brass or even silver armed chandelier down and replace it with a simpler looking chandelier, that the look of the chandelier basically is a round shade, and then putting some sort of a natural element on that, whether it looks like a wood veneer on it or whether it looks like burlap or linen. Very nice, and it really lends itself to not only being more updated, but lends itself to having that natural element kind of a look. I love the look. I do it all the time. In fact, I've been looking one for myself for my library room. I have that classic chandelier with the arms on it, and I have some other things going on it to make it look more woodlandy, but I'm going to take that down. And I found one of the resources that I like to use for our listeners, and there are many out there in our Hunterdon County area, but right on 202 in Flemington, there's Flemington Fan and Lighting. Bruce has been our guest. He's the owner. Bruce has been on our show, I think twice actually, also talking about lighting. We'll have him on again. I want to do a shout out also to Terry, who listens to Modern Design and Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Terry is a wonderful help and always can help me find exactly what I'm looking for. They have internet pricing. They're easy to work with. If you're working with Terry in particular, the other girls are also nice, but you're working with Terry in particular, she's very detailed-oriented and can find you anything quickly, and she always gets right back to you. So that's a great resource for that. But think about adding that look, adding that natural element with your lighting. You know, when you have lighting that has sort of that wood look to it, and then light is pouring through it, you get sort of a warm glow in a room. So if you have a room now that's sort of gray or white and kind of stark, having just maybe even a sconce, maybe the sconce has that sort of wood grain look over it, but the light is coming through it, it really is a nice soft look, and it's a way to incorporate the natural elements to your space. Number 18 on my list is combine a natural base with your plant. So let me be specific about that. There are beautiful planters out there. If you go to a garden center, if you're up in the Chatham area, now I'm going to confuse you because I'm going back from Chatham to Flemington. If you're in the northern New Jersey area near Short Hills Mall, there's a wonderful garden center I like called J&M. It's in Madison. You take when you're by the Short Hills Mall, you'll get off on the Chatham exit, but just keep going straight. It turns into Madison. And on the left-hand side, going further towards Madison and Morristown, there's J&M Nurseries. They have wonderful, wonderful things, but they also have great pots. And sometimes the pots are made out of natural elements. So they have a pot that's all covered in moss. Looks beautiful. They have a pot that's made actually of wood where you see the wood grain. They have lots of different natural elements. So if you're putting a plant, instead of putting a plant in a shiny modern container, put it in a natural container, and that's a wonderful thing to do, especially something like an orchid. These days, I'm doing a lot of orchids, and you have a beautiful white orchid you give as a gift. Instead of putting it in a shiny ceramic pot, put it in something that's around, that's maybe covered in moss, or something that's covered in the skin of of bark. Those two elements combined together really set the pace. So you could put on something like that on a kitchen table, maybe an orchid or so, in a nice base that is covered in maybe some sort of, again, moss, or covered in some sort of a tree bark on the outside, or wood. And that really sets itself to be natural decorating and can go with almost all styles. The next item on our list is use real orchids. I've talked about that a lot. I love white and or green orchids. I think they're amazing looking. Not always so easy to keep an orchid. I have to tell you, I have a couple of orchids in the house that are really good, and you cannot tell, even when you touch it, the way it's set up, because it's done in a nice natural pot, that is not a live orchid. Orchids have a nice natural element to them. They're simple to go with any decor, so I'm a big fan of using orchids. Nice gift to bring to a house. No matter what somebody's taste is, are you not going to be able to incorporate a white or a green orchid in your home, no matter what your taste is? Probably not. It's a pretty gift to give. It's not even an expensive gift to give. Number 20 on our list of the 25 is go with a more casual cottage style in your decorating. And I think that's something that's just finding its way. You know, a lot of the reason I'm so busy these days is people say to me, as my client said to me yesterday, is that she didn't see herself reflected when she went out to go shopping, that she did her house at a period of time when things were a little bit more formal, especially the living room and dining room of her house. But she finds that people are going more towards the family room in her home because it looks more relaxed and casual. So I'm seeing that trend continue, and I think that using natural elements sort of combines in that. This lady yesterday in her living room had not very nice furniture. It was a little bit formal, but she had in another part of the house, she had a coffee table that was sort of an ottoman, and it was sort of like a rattan look. Very modern, though. It was round, and she had an orchid on it and a beautiful tray. And I said, yeah, that's a perfect hybrid for a living room to make the living room less formal. Let's take this big round ottoman / coffee table that's a natural element and move it into your living room with the wonderful tray on it and the orchid on it. And then we'll do new furniture pieces using neutral colors on either side of the orchid against the fireplace wall. And that's a wonderful way of making what's called, you know, transitional decorating, and also something that's casually elegant. Folks, things are getting more and more casual. I see it wherever I go. If I go to market, if I go to the different shows, I'm privy to a lot of the information before it comes out, and none of it's formal. It's all more and more casual, lots of contemporary, but also combined with the softness of natural elements. So if you're looking to update, that's definitely something you should be looking at. 21 on the list is dark wood is starting to go out when it comes to flooring. A lot of people still are not really on board with that, but wood floors are changing in color. They're not as dark anymore. They're going back to sort of a mid-tone. There are gray elements in floors and things that look a little bit distressed. But the very dark floors, the ebony and the dark floors, they're on their way out. So you want to look for more of a weathered look, more of a mid-tone, natural-looking floor. Very much goes with the whole new look of our natural decorating, things that look like they would have been weathered and not so polished and manufactured and finished. Number 22 on our list of the top 25 is furniture that looks like reclaimed wood. And I see that wherever I go, in every design studio and all my magazines, you're seeing two things. You're seeing pieces that are painted. If you have a dining room set, you see a table that sort of is natural looking with an upholstered chair, but maybe the sideboard looks like reclaimed wood or weathered wood. So a combination of elements are very popular. I'm also seeing wood separate pieces that are painted out in a natural color like greens. And I will predict that the next color that becomes very popular for decorating are natural greens. I think I see that as the next progression of color. I'm starting to see a new trend of woodland greens and brown, and I've talked about it. I think it was the most recent post on my my page. Number 23 is use botanical prints, fern prints, that's good. Number 24, butterfly themes for decorating is great. And number 5, because we are at the end of the hour, is bold pops of color against the neutrals with a natural element in front. So if you were doing maybe a dining room, you would want to, say, have a neutral sort of gray, either a Revere Pewter or an Edgecombe gray, and then maybe we'd have one focal wall with a pop of citrus green, and then maybe orchids on the sideboard or some natural elements, succulents or so on. And that, in a nutshell, folks, is natural decorating. I will do some other topics related to the natural decorating. I'll bring in some of our florists, and hopefully we'll have a guest maybe again from my wonderful decorating and design place in Califon. Patty has been a guest on our show before, and she'll come back and show us how to incorporate some of these elements. By then, we'll probably be live on the air and be able to go and show you those things. Okay, I bid you adieu. We'll be back next Wednesday at 10 o'clock with an all-new show. Thanks for supporting me, and have a wonderful day, everybody. Enjoy the warm weather. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the Des Moines, Iowa area,
there is a clear and present danger to police officers right now.
That's a Des Moines police spokesman as they look for Scott Green, the suspect, in the killing of two police officers overnight. Here's correspondent Doug Parrish.
Police say the first officer killed was sitting alone in his patrol car. A second officer responding to the shooting was also fatally shot.
Leading